years ago, they used to pull the brine up, toss it in the beds, and let it sit in the sun, and the sun would dissipate the water that was in the solution, and the salt would remain. And 30 or 35 buildings I've found around the city had these kind of systems in them at one time, but they were slightly different. They used to pull the brine out of the ground, but they, from what we understand, they used it to make salt and also to make ice cream, and some people put it into trucks and spread it around the roads to keep the roads clear in the winter. We put a very slight variation to the system, and we drilled another well. Like I said, there's an extraction well, and then there's a re-injection well. That's what makes this kind of compliant with today's codes and standards. We actually pull the brine out of the ground, put it through a heat exchanger, and then we just reintroduce it to the ground kind of where we found it. The way it used to be done, it used to contaminate things, right? I mean, the brine used to be put back into fresh water sources, and it would contaminate them, or they used to put it down the drain. So we put it right back where we found it. All we're really doing is we're adding heat to it or extracting heat from it to heat or cool the ground floor tenants here.